Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 11, we're going to look at verses 15 through 19. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, which wast, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto their servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes and great hail." Now, something very interesting. Our world has a very wrong idea about eternity in heaven. Most people think when we die, we become angels. No human can become an angel. That is no more possible than a dog can become an elephant. God does not change life forms from one life form to another. God never has done that. That is where we get the mentality of reincarnation. You see, God does not cross life forms. There are four main types of beings other than God that will be in heaven. These are not all the same. They are not necessarily different levels of being an angel, but they are different angelic beings. Let me give you those four, and then we'll talk about this in depth. First of all, you have the saints. Then you have angels. Then there are cherubims. And then there are seraphims. Those are the four life forms in heaven. Now, let's talk about these a little bit more. Saints are people who were here on earth that have died and gone to heaven. Psalm 37, verse number 28, the Bible says, "For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off." Psalm 89, verses 5 through 7, the Bible talks about the saints that are in heaven, and they are there now. Psalm 116, verse number 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints." Zechariah 14, 5, Matthew 27, 52, 1 Corinthians 14, 33, Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 through 4, "A saved person who dies and goes to heaven is a saint." By the way, a saved person is a saint. Many times that Christians are referred to in even in this life are the saints. You don't need a pope or a priest or anyone else to call on or canonize you into becoming a saint. The moment you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you become a saint of God. It doesn't mean that you are some high and lifted up special person. It just moves you into another category for eternity called sainthood. An angel and a saint are not the same thing. So we have, first of all, saints. Second of all, you have angels, and angels are created beings in heaven. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Angels are the servants of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The angels that were with Lucifer in Isaiah chapter 14 that fell with him, Matthew 25:41, Revelation 12:7-9, Mark 1:34, that's what we would call the demons of today. Those are those fallen angels that followed Lucifer, and they are a part of that angelic host of the world and in heaven. Now, when a baby dies, they don't become an angel. They're a saint. They don't get wings and fly like an angel, so to speak, and nowhere does it say angels had wings necessarily, but it does not mean that when someone we love or a child dies that they become an angel. No, they become a saint because they are going to heaven. And they're a saint if they're saved. Now, if they're a baby, they've never reached that time of being able to be saved, but they're going to heaven anyway, and we know that. Number three, you have man was made and created a little lower than the angels, and that's how come there's a difference in a saint and an angel. You know, people and angels often interacted. Balaam with a donkey. There was an angel that talked to Zacharias at Jesus's birth. The angels announced Jesus's birth, and the shepherds heard them. The angels told the disciples to get busy after the ascension in Acts chapter 1. They were talking to people. Angels told the ladies that Jesus had risen from the dead, Luke 24. And there was an angel that talked to Peter and broke him out of prison in Acts chapter 12. You see, there's no mention of exactly a major difference other than that they could communicate. Thirdly, there are cherubims in heaven. These were the guards to keep men out of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. They guard the mercy seat of the tabernacle, Exodus 25:18. They guarded the most holy place of the temple in 2 Chronicles 3:10 through 13. Cherubims are the guards or the keepers of the holy things of heaven and eternal things. They do have two wings. Then lastly, there are seraphims. These are the guards of the throne of God. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. They have six wings. That's what was on the Ark of the Covenant, that had two wings that pointed up, two wings that pointed forward, and two wings that pointed back. These sit on the throne of God saying, "Holy, holy, holy," 24 hours a day. They are there to bring the holiness of God's and keep the holiness of God's attention there. So the four types of beings that will be in heaven, you have saints, which are men, human beings. You have angels, created beings. Men don't become angels. Thirdly, cherubims, they're created. Fourthly, seraphims, they're created beings. We're not going to change from one form to another. These are the four types of life in heaven. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today. Telling
sing the news.